Democratic State Representative Sue Ryden from Aurora sponsored House Bill 1176. The measure would have mandated that hydraulic fracturing wells be located 1,000 feet from homes and schools. The current setback distance is 350 feet.
You know, when you move into a neighborhood in most towns, you expect zoning to protect you. You're pretty sure there will not be an industrial complex popping up next door. Well, in the case of oil drilling, that's not necessarily the case. We have oil companies that have already received approval on drilling units in plots of land that are right adjacent to major housing developments.
But according to state regulators, 75% of Colorado's wells are already more than 1,000 feet from buildings.
Why do we have to tell them to do something that they're already doing?
That's Republican Representative Jim Kerr from Littleton. Industry groups also said the bill was unnecessary and testified against it. Carly Dollar represents the Colorado Association of Commerce and Industry. She says the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission should determine setback changes and not state lawmakers.
They are the body with the technical expertise and the process that should be considering what the right number is and any other regulations that are changing for this industry.
Lawmakers agreed, defeating the bill on an 8-3 bipartisan vote. Another fracking bill on the agenda also faced tough questions from lawmakers and the oil and gas industry. House Bill 1173 would have required companies to store fracking fluids and flowback fluids in closed pits.
Handling the fluids on the surface is an accident waiting to happen.
Democratic Representative Roger Wilson of Glenwood Springs says his top concern is containing a spill, and he believes closed-loop systems are the safest way for companies to frack.
There is less danger of storms coming along and flushing out the contents of those pits into nearby areas, less danger of an accident in terms of a side of one of those pits not being well maintained or being washed out.
State regulators agree, but say it's a highly complicated issue. Bob Randall is the deputy director for the Colorado Department of Natural Resources. He says it's not always feasible for companies to use closed-loop systems. And in remote areas, Randall says creating closed pits can cause even more environmental disturbance.
Topography might just prevent physically getting tanks and equipment up to a remote drilling site. It's a goal of the department to see operators going in that direction. We're not sure whether it's appropriate to codify a particular technology in that way.
Randall says the number of closed-loop drilling systems in the state has doubled in the last year to 60%. Jim Cole is with the Colorado Oil and Gas Association. He testified that just because a pit is open doesn't mean it's polluting.
Sort of one size fits all, thou shalt use closed-loop drilling, is not the way the state wants to go, and we would prefer to have the commission ultimately in control of working with us on a case-by-case basis.
In the end, that measure failed on an 8-2 vote. Democrats still have another chance to pass a fracking bill this session. A measure in the Senate would require companies to track how much water they use and test the water quality before fracking a well. It would also ban the energy industry from using cancer-causing chemicals while fracking. The bill is still awaiting its first hearing. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.